Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A frivolous lawsuit has been brought by the New York Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman, against a number of pro-lifers, including our client, Scott Fitchett Jr., a pre-K teacher who simply wants to share the gospel of Jesus Christ on public sidewalks. We're going to be talking about this lawsuit and the person behind it, in addition to the Attorney General, on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, the Attorney General brought this case on behalf of the state of New York, brought the power of the state against 13 defendants, including Scott Fitchett Jr., a pre-K teacher who we represent.
Yeah, these are Christians being prosecuted, attacked, the full weight of government coming down upon them for spreading the good news of the gospel in compliance with, by virtue of the guarantee that is inherent within our Bill of Rights, or the First Amendment, guaranteed right to religious free exercise on public property, now being overtly and unconstitutionally persecuted for that religious free exercise. And they say there's, you know, the left says there's no war on against Christianity.
Huh. You know, and the Attorney General has publicly said, you know, we are not a nation where you can choose your point of view, and that pro-life Christians run their mouths.
Yeah, and that's what the Attorney General said.
Let that sink in.
Exactly.
So what you're just saying right now, this comes from the highest law enforcement officer of the state.
That's a little tragic, I think.
That's a quote. Not a nation where you can choose your point of view. What?
And he calls Christians' efforts to counsel women who are considering abortion. Again, they don't run them down. They don't beat them on the head. They just speak to them, share the gospel. And he calls these Christians' efforts that are advocating for the rights of the unborn, he calls them horrifying and illegal.
And you know, the testimony, as it relates to Scott Fitchett Jr., who we represent, has nothing against him. Nothing against him. We have told the Attorney General that the lawsuit is frivolous, but he continues to press forward. Not only is it frivolous because there's no evidence that our client has done anything wrong, he has the absolute constitutional right to appear peacefully on a public sidewalk, and there's no evidence that he has done anything other than do that. Just appear on Saturdays occasionally to share the gospel. That's it. He doesn't block. He doesn't shout. He's not interfering. They know that because they have no evidence on him. But beyond that, Matt, the Attorney General also knows that this abortionist, Merrill Hoffman, the founder of Choices Women's Medical Clinic, going back to 1971 when she founded this clinic 2 years before Roe versus Wade, or any abortion clinic, has a private right of action under the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Law. FACE has a private right of action. The Attorney General should only get involved if there is no other option, and yet she has admitted on the stand that she has actually done private right of actions using FACE in the past, and she also admitted that instead of doing it herself, this time, she collaborated with the New York Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman. Now, as a law enforcement officer, he would know that. He would know that. He would know that she has a private right of action. But he instead brought the power of the state, and she just wanted to have the state, with all of its resources, come against the people that otherwise she would have the right to file suit on. Her suit would just be as frivolous as the Attorney General's in terms of the merits of the case. But she has, like any other, has the private right of action under FACE. And so she got the Attorney General and collaborated with him for him to use the resources and the power of the government to try to silence these pro-life and Christian people.
I would say conspired.
Yes.
Yeah. Not collaborated, conspired, or to use the buzzword of the day, colluded, right? They got together. They conspired, I believe, knowingly engaged in a frivolous suit, knowingly engaged in a frivolous suit, abused the power of, and the authority inherent within the office of attorney general, abused it in order to file this frivolous lawsuit in violation of the constitutional rights of Liberty Counsel's client, Scott Fitchard, and other defendants in this.
There's so much greed underlying all this. I mean, Merle Hoffman, who is the abortionist here who owns the clinic, has become a millionaire, killing all these babies. And as well, I can imagine the attorney general probably has a little relationship there with a Planned Parenthood and received money from them, I would imagine, as well, why they're fighting so hard.
Yeah. And so we have the Merle Hoffman, the founder of this abortion clinic, and her memoir or her book, a memoir called Intimate Wars, The Life and Times of the Women Who Brought Abortion from the Back Alley to the Boardroom. That's her book. She says that the pro-lifers, peaceful pro-lifers, she called them American Taliban. She said their mere existence, they don't have to do anything. The fact that they live and breathe, their mere existence is a crime against women. Their mere existence, I mean, that's a shocking statement. Their mere existence is a crime against women. She also admits, stating that abortion is the taking of a human life, that the unborn child is an aggressor. He threatens the survival of the mother, or she, the child, threatens the survival of the mother. That a woman's choice of abortion is an act of self-defense. She also says that she came to realize that the foundation of abortion is the realization that this is a human life and that you are providing the mechanism to kill another person to a woman so that that woman and the abortionist can take an innocent human life, who they consider to be an intruder, a trespasser, an unjust aggressor, so that the woman can control her body and her life.
So she thinks it empowers women taking these lives.
Murder. Wow. Taking the innocent life of a child who is, in her words, a, quote, unjust aggressor. That child didn't just appear out of nowhere.
Right.
That child appeared because of an act of that woman.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing to me how they intend evil here, right? They're persecuting these Christians. And I just love how God will take what the enemy intends for evil and he'll use it for good. Now, there's no real good that comes out of this, except that the good that's being done here is she is exposing herself, the abortion industry, the true nature of what abortion is, murder, homicide. She's acknowledging all of these things, basically calling the child an aggressor, a parasite, if you will. That she, by exposing that and the true nature of the multi-billion dollar abortion industry, she's actually doing the public discourse here a favor because we're cutting through all the nonsense and getting down to the nitty-gritty.
Yeah, it's like listening to some words of some serial killers that have been repeatedly killing individuals and they eventually get caught. And sometimes those individuals, after they have committed multiple serial killings, they feel empowered and exhilarated by taking the life of another human being. It's just incomprehensible.
Well, she is a serial killer.
For a rational person to even comprehend or think about that. And yet she is a huge serial killer. I mean, hundreds of thousands of abortions have occurred in her clinic since 1971. She acknowledges that abortion has the physical aspect of the blood, the tissue, and the observable, in her words, observable body parts. She acknowledges that it's the taking of human life. She acknowledges and is proud to say and wants people to understand the foundation of abortion is the taking of a human life, so that you have the power to participate as an abortionist or as a woman to actually be the one who makes the decision, if you will, to take another innocent, helpless person's life so that you can have your own autonomy and not let that quote-unquote unjust aggressor threaten your survival.
It's just all a part of our culture of death.
You know, here, when you see this, you know, we need people in our Congress, on the Senate, in the House, in our local and state legislature who respect the sanctity of human life. If they can't get it right on this, they're not going to get it right in anything. We cannot put people as our agents and our representatives in legislative position who will not whenever possible, defend innocent human life. And yet we have people in the Senate who will ultimately fight to the death, if you will, to take your money to fund Planned Parenthood. This has to stop. Stand with us as we continue to defend Scott Fitchett in New York. We defend Sandra Susan Merritt, the undercover investigator at Planned Parenthood, and so many others as they stand for human life, as they share the gospel to individuals who need that gospel. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.